Well, I was down in New York, I wanted to get Nancy something for a wedding present. Every time I go anywhere, I bring Nancy something as a peace offering. At least that's what the neighbors call it. So I got her all the good music there was in the world, yes, sir. I bought her a Victor Vic Crowley. Well, I wish you could have seen Nancy when I brought it home. We shot it up in the second room. We would have shot it in the parlor, only Nancy said all the neighbors would be coming in to hear it, and she wasn't going to have them cracking mud all over her new ingrain carpet. Gosh, we couldn't hardly wait till supper was over to set it to playing, and I don't think either one of us ate very much. I was anxious to get it to go, and I helped Nancy wash the dishes. I asked Nancy if I hadn't better call in the neighbors, but she said no. Just set it to playing, and human nature will do the rest. I put on turkey in the straw, and it hadn't more than got to going right good when Jim Lawson come in. He said he'd come over to see what I thought about the coming election, and then he asked me what other tunes it would play. Well, in less than no time, all Pumpkin Center was at our house. I think Deacon Witherspoon would have danced a jig if I hadn't put on Sweet Hour of Prayer. It played some grand opera music that Hank Weaver said was just as good as a trip to Europe. It played Silver Threads Among the Gold, and it had the women folks pretty nigh crying. It sounded so sad and pretty, I come darn near blubbering right out. We shot it up with a telephone and played jazz music, and Hickory Corners got the telephone gal to connect them with our house, and they had a dance. Well, sir, there was one record what told about our town of Pumpkin Center. It told about Jim Lawson and me and Nancy, Deacon Witherspoon, Cy Pettengill, and Hank Weaver, Rube Hendrix, Lige Willett, and about everyone in Pumpkin Center. First one would laugh and then the other. It all depended who the joke was on. Cindy Lawson got madder than a wet hen when it told about her. She said whoever did the talking on that record was hard put for something to do. Gosh, I never laughed more in my life at one time. Then it played a band tune, and it was so natural. You could just see the soldiers marching, and you could hear the cannon shooting and the bugles blowing, and then it finished with a Star Spangled Banner. We all tried to sing it, and I'll be darned if any of us noted all the way through. Jim Lawson got as far as the dawn's early light, and he sung that 8 times. Hank Weaver said he guessed Jim noted with daylight by that time. Nancy says I got the Vic Crowley for her, but she ain't had a chance to play it yet.